Chapter 12. Cowardice. Buggy. Buggy may not be a coward, or so he thinks, but his father sure was. The moment the bastard had found out that his wife, or lover, he never knew if they'd been married or not, was from the East Blue, he split, leaving his unknown and unborn child, Buggy, and her behind. Buggy hates him for it. Hates the nose he inherited from the bastard clown of the man, and hates his mother, a lie, for dying when he was 5 and leaving him clueless about his sea of origin. Partial origin, that is. But if only a bit of flesh makes you a demon, only half your blood makes you one as well. He loved his captain, though, even if he denies it later. The man was his savior, his king, and even as a mere child, first encountering the man, red eyes, teeth like a shark or a viper, a presence so dark and terribly light that it was the essence of the start of an era. He could see the haze of smoke above his head in the wispy shape of an eternal crown, the foggy beginning of his hellfire rule. This man, this demon, had swept him up from his Grand Line town. He had lived in paradise when he should have been in hell, the East Blue, and took him on a fantastic adventure where he became the flashy apprentice of the Pirate King. He had never seen Raftel, never knew its true location, wasn't powerful enough to tread on its sandy red, bloody shores. But he would one day. He would be the next Pirate King. His captain had also done what his parents had not, taught him of his origins, the claws hiding underneath white gloves, the swirling madness in his mind that twisted his every move and thought, the scales on his lower half, and the constant feel of something hovering over his shoulder at every moment. He was pleased to find out that those out of the East Blue without strong hockey could not see his less than human qualities. He was less pleased to find out that his nose was inherited from his human parentage and not concealed by the veil. And then his captain had died. He'd been there at the beginning and the end. He'd watched as the executioners stabbed his captain thrice with each sword, how the blood dripped to the ground and burned, how the veil had faded, if only for a moment, to show the true nature of the Pirate King, a king of beasts. Buggy had watched as they cut off his head like an animal and mutilated his body, positioning it like a trophy atop the execution platform. And 3 days later, he'd watched as that body burned as the last of Gold D. Rogers' presence, his soul, faded from his body. It had been a blazing bonfire of hell. Logtown hadn't been the same after that. Roger had always liked to do things with a flashy bang. His captain had died and left him alone in the world. So Buggy explored the one sea he'd always wanted but never gotten to see, the East Blue. It was hellish, the first few nights before his captain's death, adjusting to how the sea drifted and swirled with unhidden darkness and death, how the sky had dotted creatures of fangs and wings circling in its heights, yet was as sunny as paradise. Buggy's father was a coward, but Buggy isn't, not in his home. At least, until Monkey D. Luffy comes along. All the same, Buggy, internally, swears that he sees the same hazy smoke above the brat's head that he saw as a child over Rogers'.